Don't you wish your khaki shorts were legitimately comfortable instead of stiff cotton? Try Bird Dogs. Bird Dogs stretch khaki shorts look like khaki shorts, but feel like gym shorts. They have it all. Anti-stink, sweat-wicking fabric, a super comfortable built-in liner, and zipper pockets to keep everything secure. It's time to swap your old-school khakis for Bird Dogs. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code BASEBALL for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB, promo code BASEBALL for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off, we promise you.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
I am 2 hours from vacation, but I am not checking out early. I am going to check out soon, but not until the show is done. And to that end, I promise to keep you entertained with, well, one story that is freaking me out. And I hope there is a happy ending to this story. If you watch the news, maybe you've heard it. It's freaking me out. We've got our latest edition of QB News coming up at the bottom of the hour. It's now sponsored. We've got a corporate partner for QB News. And if you missed it, just part of my conversation with Memphis Grizzlies TV sideline reporter, Rob Fisher. His personal mental health struggles give him some insight into what Ja Morant is facing and why this isn't a one-time fix for Ja. So all of that this hour, we're going to pack it. I've been teasing you for a couple of nights now about a new coconut cream pie recipe that I was going to try. It's kind of funny because I got off the air on Monday morning, and I know it was a holiday for a lot of people. Not enough people, though, because there's still a lot of traffic driving home on Monday morning. Oh, and the traffic coming into work tonight was... Yeah. It's so deflating sometimes to get stuck in traffic. It took me an extra 20 minutes to get to work tonight and then have to jump right in and be all excited and enthusiastic about the show when I want to punch something. I don't punch producer Jay. I do not. I would never. He would break, actually. Although with all the working out you're doing right now, maybe not. Maybe you could take a punch. What do you think?
Maybe two punches.
Two punches? All right, we'll see. You let me know when you're ready to try. Just kidding. I'm not punching anyone.
Well, if the traffic keeps up, I'm right there with you throwing punches.
Oh, my gosh. It's insane. And I know many of you live near, work in major metros, so you get it. Nighttime, there's construction. But in New York, there's never no traffic. It's not against traffic, opposite traffic. No, there's just traffic. And here we are, CBS Sports Radio headquarters. I've been doing this commute now for the better part of 11 years. And yeah, it's actually worse now than when I started. Not just that, I still haven't figured out to not stress over it. Haven't figured it out yet. I don't want to go back to the pandemic. Please don't misunderstand me. But those months when I returned in July and through the next year, oh, it was like I didn't even work in the number one media market in the country. Instead, it was a ghost town. And again, I'm not wishing that on anyone again, but oh, the drive at least for
those
a year.
COVID roads.
It was so stress-free.
Honestly.
It was the best.
I think I hit my brake pedal like three times in that entire 2 years.
Oh, gosh. We don't miss those days, though. We don't miss those days. No.
The drives were nice.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I am on vacation starting Tuesday morning, but only through the end of the week. I won't be gone for that long. I'll be back on Sunday night. This is a brief 3-day sojourn, but I'm looking forward to it. Some hiking in the Winchester, Virginia area, for those of you who are familiar. Some time with my brother's family, who gets to meet Bob for the first time. Oh, yep, that's going to be stressful. Speaking of stress. But I'm sure my family's going to be on their best behavior. I actually said to my older niece last week, can you just not belch the first time you meet him, can you just not belch? That's all I'm asking. And she said, oh, Auntie Amy, I don't really do that anymore. It's like, since when? I just heard you at Christmas time. And then when you were visiting me for my birthday, our birthdays actually, because her birthday was on Easter and mine was Good Friday. My niece said to me that she would try not to embarrass me by belching in front of Bob. And then I said, okay, great. Well, if you don't really do that anymore, can you also not tell embarrassing stories? Oh, I can't make any promises about that either. Great. Thank you, Deanna. It's good to know. Anyway, I'm looking forward to the time with the family, with Bob, in the mountains, doing some hiking. And to that end, because Bob will be seeing my house for the first time, I've been like a maniac. I'm not joking. Serious maniac. Cleaning the house, 2.5 hours of yard work on Monday. And then it dawned on me, oh, dang it. I haven't made the pie yet because it was Bob's birthday last week. It's been my plan for months to make a coconut cream pie from scratch because that's our favorite pie. It's my favorite pie. It's his favorite pie. It's one of the funny things we have in common that we discovered pretty early on in our conversations. And so I was planning on making a pie with coconut cream. For those of you who've ever made it, it only really stays fresh in the fridge for about 5 days. You got to keep it refrigerated and covered, sealed up. So I thought, okay, I'll wait till Monday night. Not thinking, of course, I hadn't packed. I haven't mopped my bathroom floors. I've got to do yard work. Oy, forget the dishes. So yes, producer Jay, at 9 o'clock at night, Eastern time, just a few hours ago, I was starting a coconut cream pie from scratch. And I thought this would be a great idea. And a great time to use a brand new recipe, because why not? Let's just...
Right, 9 p.m.
on a night when I have to work, when I've just done 2.5 hours of yard work, I smell like grass. Yeah, I mean, whatever. But I couldn't back out now because I already had the ingredients out. And so I make this pie. Now, I will tell you, because I felt that it was a stressful day, I'd earned some of the finger licks of the bowl. You know,
oh, of course.
You run your finger through the bowl and then lick it to try it.
Best part.
She was really good. But would you like to hear how it started? Oh, well, here's how it started. Thank God I had 2 pie crusts.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. No, it's bad. It's really bad. I didn't even swear because this is, I just couldn't even.
You just wanted to accept it.
Oh, it's just one of those things that A, it was a Monday. B, it was a manic Monday. C, my Monday couldn't have been more off the rails already. Didn't sleep, all that crazy stuff, right? So this is me. I'm an idiot. I open up. Now, this is a ready-made graham cracker crust. I love graham cracker crust. And so I buy a pre-made crust. And for those of you who bake, all you do is take the plastic out of the top and then you flip it over. It becomes the top of the pie, right? You can cover it with that. So it's in an aluminum dish. Around the edges of the aluminum dish, there were some crumbs of the pie. So I think, okay, I'll flip it over. The crumbs will fall out. It'll be clean around the lip of the dish above the crust. When I did that, the entire crust fell out into the sink and smashed into, I don't know, maybe 50 pieces. There went my crust. I had to throw the whole thing out. I know. It just flew right out of the aluminum. Maybe it's my fault. I should have known. I didn't think that would happen. I thought the crust would not fall out of the dish. Anyway, so I flip it over to try to just, again, just dump some crumbs. Boom. The whole thing falls out. Thank God it was in. Oh my gosh, Jay. It was in my kitchen sink because do you know what I did on Sunday? Vacuum, I mopped my kitchen floor. Yeah. Could you? I would have freaked out. I just mopped my kitchen floor. And if I had dumped the pie crust on the floor, it would have been far worse.
It's an extra 20 minutes, half hour gone of cleaning that up.
I just wouldn't have shown up for work. No, I'm just kidding.
I needed
work to get away from the house. So the first pie crust goes kaput. Right in the sink. I actually picked out a few pieces that didn't hit the sink and just ate them because why not?
Why not?
Graham cracker crust and they were delicious and I earned it with all the yard work. Anyway, so I get the second pie crust out and here's how it goes. Coconut cream pie. Well, coconut cream pudding mix. Okay, so coconut cream pudding mix with milk. All right, so that's your first layer. You stir it up. You whisk it Do you know what a whisk is? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so impressed. You whisk it, and then you set it aside for about 5 minutes until it thickens, which it does. That's the first layer of the pie. Okay, so coconut cream pudding mix combined with milk. All right, that's the first layer. The second layer, cream cheese, a little bit of sugar, and an entire 8-ounce container of Cool Whip. That you blend. So I actually had to use a handheld mixer, blend it all up. Oh, you know how pretty it was? It was fluffy. It was white. It was beautiful. It looked like meringue. You ever seen meringue on top of a pie?
Yeah.
It looked like that, only it wasn't, but it was fluffy and it was pretty. You take half of that, you combine it with the other half of the pudding mix. So you put half the pudding mix in the bottom of the pie, you have the other half left. You combine those two together. So then you have the cream cheese, the Cool Whip, and more pudding mix as your next layer. It was thick.
Wow.
It was fluffy. And then you finally top it with a third layer of the cream cheese Cool Whip mix. Okay, so you go coconut cream on the bottom, then it's the coconut, the cream cheese, the whipped cream, and then it's the whipped cream and the cream cheese as the very top layer. It was so, the pie was so high. I'm not kidding you. The pie is like 3 inches tall that the top wouldn't fit back on. So I had to cover it very loosely with aluminum foil. It looked so good. And as I say, I ran my finger through the two mixing bowls I had and taste tested, and it was amazing. The only thing that remains to do now, and I'll wait until I get to Virginia on Tuesday, I'm going to toast the coconut and sprinkle the coconut on top. What do you think? You're not a big coconut fan, but...
See, I'm not, but every time you've incorporated coconut into your cookies, like the
cookies?
Island cookies are... Probably
I love
my
that
favorite.
You even know their name.
Those are my favorite cookies, I think, that you make. Every time you make, and like you said, like I said, I'm not a huge coconut guy, but every time you've seemed to use it, it seemed to as hit. It's been a play. So,
Well, this is a new recipe. It was described on the website, so I found it on one of those. It's a blog with a bunch of recipes. Different people do different blogs. So if you search coconut cream pie, this is what came up. But get this. It's described on this blog as a cross between a coconut cheesecake and a coconut cream pie.
So how many times have you made a coconut cream pie?
In my life?
Yeah.
Dozen, maybe. I've never used cream cheese before.
I was going to say, I never used the cream cheese.
That's
the difference
here. Secret ingredient. I wonder if Bob listens to the show, he's going to know. But I didn't tell him. I just said I was using a new recipe. So this is his birthday gift. It's a week late, but it's his birthday gift. And because we're doing a bunch of hiking and burning a bunch of calories, I feel like coconut cream pie is appropriate. Maybe coconut cheesecake is appropriate.
Coconut cheesecake cream pie.
Would you like me to save a piece for you?
I would love to try a piece of that.
I bet you would.
I absolutely would. I mean, I don't see why not. I wouldn't tell Bob, though. Don't tell him the secret ingredient. I'm curious if he figures it out.
Well, I'm curious if he listens to the show. You know, he's constantly cheating and gathering intel on me from the show. And you, too, actually. There's plenty of intel on you
as well.
Keeping
tabs on me?
Keeping tabs on you. So that's the coconut cream pie, just to get it safely to Virginia. What do you think? I mean, he doesn't like it. I'll just put it in the freezer and bring it back and we'll eat it.
I mean, that sounds fun.
Yeah. Now that you're exercising every day.
You got that right. I can take it and work it off.
Yeah, like you ever cared about that before.
Well, now I can feel good, actually.
But yes. So I don't know. You guys tell me. Does that sound delicious? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. On Twitter, A Law Radio, and then our Facebook page, too. And coming up. Conversation we're bringing back with Rob Fisher in Memphis, his personal insight into what Ja Morant is facing right now. But I told you there's a story on the news that's freaking me out. And this is serious. I know I was just laughing about coconut cream pie, but really this is serious. Did you hear about the search that's going on for a missing submersible? It's a submarine, essentially. It's a vehicle that takes tourists underwater to see the wreckage of the Titanic. It's missing with everybody in it. Missing. This is a story that's everywhere now. And I get claustrophobic just thinking about it. I've been in a submarine when it's above the water. I've never been in a submarine below the water, and I don't think that's for me. I actually don't get claustrophobic in planes or in tight spaces, in elevators, anything like that. I've never had an MRI, but I know some people get claustrophobic in the MRI machine. This, I would be freaked out. They are under the water, and they've been under the water. Something obviously has gone wrong because they did not resurface when they were supposed to. You can imagine the technology they have to search for the submersible. And yes, they do have emergency plans, contingency plans. If they end up having some type of an equipment malfunction, they can stay down there in the submersible underwater and they could stay alive for hours, though. That's what I read, for hours. Jay just looked it up. Had you heard this story before?
I have, yeah.
I told you, I can imagine there are families all over the United States who are talking about this, or really all over the world who are talking about this. Jay just looked it up and said, as of 1 hour ago, did you find this on social?
Yeah, this is on Independent, some article I'm reading, and according to Admiral John Mauger of the U.S. Coast Guard, he says, we anticipate there's somewhere between 70 and full 96 hours available at this point. This article is written an hour ago.
Of air. Oxygen.
Yes.
Okay. So if that's all that matters, meaning nothing else has happened, it's not leaking, it didn't have some type of an explosion, something like that, if it's still viable, they should have plenty of air left.
Right.
And the technology that the Coast Guard and other organizations have, rescue organizations have, to be able to find, I know it's a gigantic ocean, but to be able to find the submersible, I bet it's got a tracking sonar, tracking equipment. So yeah, the vessel was overdue, meaning it hadn't returned to the surface and to its home base. On Sunday evening around 9:15. Now, this is Nova Scotia. A Canadian Coast Guard vessel and military aircraft were searching, but the search is being led by the U.S. Coast Guard out of Boston. Five people on board. And they're counting down the amount of air they have left in hours. My goodness. I would love to see the Titanic wreckage. Could you imagine? We're talking about over a century old underneath the water. The pictures, they always blow me away. Also, I discovered, going back to my early days of After Hours, I thought that producer Tom was joking. Do you know there's an entire faction of people out there who believe the Titanic is just a movie? They don't think it's real, or believe it's real.
Doesn't surprise me.
You know what I know about the Titanic, why I always remember when, is that it actually sank the week that Fenway Park opened.
Wow, how about that?
Yeah, two very significant pieces of history, American history. This Titanic wasn't just American history, but history that same week is pretty incredible. So yeah, this is an expedition that I would love to take if you could promise me that nothing would ever go wrong. Everyone who's speaking publicly, Coast Guard, the rescue efforts, they're saying they've got plenty of air. They've got plenty of time. I can't imagine being trapped underwater in a submersible that's either lost or malfunctioning or disabled or something worse. I guess if it's something worse, maybe you don't realize that it's happening. Catch my drift, but my goodness. It started with a 96-hour oxygen supply. And according to officials, they still have plenty of time. No. There's a lot of... I jumped out of a plane. I wouldn't do this. I would not go underwater in a submersible. Would you?
Oh, absolutely.
Would you?
Oh, my gosh. This would be like my dream to go into that.
Really?
Thing, see the Titanic. That, I would be all over it.
Oh, gosh. See, generally, I'm the braver one when it comes to Jay and I.
I would love to go see the Titanic. I couldn't think of anything cooler. Maybe space, but like that would be so cool to me.
You wouldn't get claustrophobic.
No. I mean, if I knew that I was, if that we were stuck and running out of oxygen, I don't think I would be that. I would be calm for a little, but eventually I think I'd be like, all right, get me the hell out of here.
Yes.
But to start, no, I'd be cool. I'd be so into it.
It's missing in the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
Do you know how big the Atlantic Ocean is? It could be off course. It could be hundreds of miles away by now.
It would take me until, when they said we have less than 24 hours of oxygen left, I would start losing my mind. I would try to stay calm as much as I could until then, because if you freak out, you're going to lose more oxygen more quickly. If everyone stays calm and you don't breathe as more oxygen, it stays there.
Oh, yeah. What are the chances everyone else in the submersible is also staying calm? No one's hyperventilating.
Not high.
Not high.
Not high.
At all. Not even remotely high.
And apparently, I'm reading here just more up on this. You don't need any sort of diving experience at all to be a member, to do this. You just need $250,000 and to be 18.
What? That's how much it costs?
Yeah.
Again, tell me how this is your dream thing to do. You would drop $250,000 on this?
If I could, yeah.
Okay, meaning what? You're independently wealthy? You're a millionaire?
Yeah, if I could. Well,
a millionaire, though. If you're a millionaire, this is a quarter of your worth.
Honestly, I think it'd be worth it to me. That's one of the. It's such a cool lifetime experience. When are you ever going to replicate something like that?
When are you ever going to get your $250,000 back?
Worth it. To go see the Titanic underwater.
Like, they've got videos of people who've been there doing it.
It's not the same.
Oh, my gosh. So, again, it was overdue. It did not return. The last they knew, it was about 900 miles off Cape Cod. It's a joint search effort, but and there's plenty of air, at least right now. But they don't know if it's disabled. They have no idea where it is. They don't know if the crew, I guess there's one kind of actual crew member, and then four mission specialists. No. I'm going to pray for them, but I don't know how I would stay calm. Oh my gosh. Corey just sent us this tweet. Wait till you see how much it cost to go on that submarine ride. Well, thank you for producer Jay breaking that gently. $250,000.
$250,000.
If you're only worth $1 million, it's a lot of money. If you're only worth $1 million, you would drop a quarter of your worth on the Titanic.
I might. I seriously might.
What if the submersible is never found? Would you still do it?
If they don't find this one, I don't know. I'd have to see some pretty serious safety precautions.
I'm pretty sure this is only the third time they've ever done it. Third or fourth time they've ever done it.
Yeah,
so
that's sketchy. I think they got to rework some things. But
oh, my gosh. No, I'm serious. I'm going to pray for them because this freaks me out. Pray
it's
that it's found. The Atlantic Ocean is huge.
The odds of finding them, not to be. I won't even say it.
No, don't. We don't know the odds.
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 They could be sitting on the ocean floor.
They could be stuck to something on the Titanic and can't move.
Oh, no, stop it.
They could be totally fine.
They could be nowhere near the Titanic.
They could be.
Oh. No. Okay. No. Wow. I can't imagine. And Jay says he would do it.
All over it.
Goodness. All right, I have a newfound level of Jay is crazy going through my brain.
All over it.
On Twitter, A-Law Radio, our Facebook page too. Part of our conversation with Rob Fisher, who has some personal insight into where Ja Morant is right now, but also what he needs to do to get healthy moving forward. It's After Hours with Amy.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.
Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Obviously, you know, I made mistakes in the past that, you know, caused a lot of, you know, negative attention, not only to me, but, you know, my family as well, you know, my team, you know, the organization. And, I'm completely sorry for that. So, you know, my job now is, like I said, to, you know, be, you know, more responsible, more smarter, and, you know, don't cause any of that anymore.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
That's Ja Morant going back to March when he returned to the team following an 8-game suspension. Now the second suspension is 25 games, and he says that he is continuing to work on his mental health, and he hopes that people will give him the chance to prove that he has changed when he finally returns to the Grizzlies. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. It was really insightful to hear from Rob Fisher, who is part of Memphis Grizzlies TV. He's a sideline reporter, so he works closely with the players. He's in the locker room, can observe them and talk to them. But he also has his own mental health struggles, and he's very open about them, and he used them to provide some insight and also some empathy when we were speaking to him Sunday night about Ja's 25-game suspension. I want to bring back part of this, and we start with me asking him why people like the Grizzlies, their fans, should actually believe Ja Morant this time when he says he's sorry and he wants to make it right and make better decisions moving forward.
Well, I think it's a very fair question, and you know, the bottom line is, I think Ja had to issue a statement, but I think even issuing that statement, everyone is under the same, you know, impression of your words don't matter anymore. It's now about your actions, and because, you know, we heard very similar words after the incident in Denver, the commissioner heard very similar words. And then 10 weeks later, something happens. I think, though, when you take a step back from it and you look at, you know, what's happening with Ja Morant and in his mental health, which we now as a society take a lot more serious than yes. maybe we have in the past. Ja has talked about having, you know, battles with mental health issues. So many people, you know, heard that Ja went and got help during that time when he was suspended. I don't think that help stopped after those 8 days. I think it's something that continues. And something that frustrated me a lot was when Ja had another incident that everyone kept saying, oh, well, I shouldn't have been fooled that he went and got help for 8 days and he was supposed to be better. Well, that's not fair. And I think anyone who's ever dealt with mental health issues, and I personally am, suffer from depression and bipolar suicidal depression, and so it's something I'm very close with, that the bottom line is Ja Morant's never going to be fixed. People who suffer with mental health issues, it's not like you go to a doctor for a couple of months and all of a sudden you're fixed. The decisions that Ja Morant's going to make for the rest of his life are part of this process. You can talk to Ja Morant all you want about how his mental well-being needs to be different and what he needs to do for it to be different. But every time he comes up with a challenge in his life and has to make a decision, it's going to be something he's going to have to battle with. So this isn't something that's just gone in 2 weeks. It's not something that's gone in 2 months. This is going to be something that he's going to have to deal with the rest of his life. And it's going to be about, are you going to make better decisions? Are you going to realize how to put yourself in position to make better decisions? And those are things that he's going to have to deal with. And is he making those bad decisions because of, you know, having reckless days dealing with mental health issues? Probably. So those are things he's going to have to deal with for a long time. And I wouldn't say I'm close to job, but closer than most, with the opportunity to get to be around him, around the team and on the bus and on the floor and after games. And, you know, he's not stupid. And I heard that a lot. He's not an idiot. I heard that a lot. He's a very smart, intelligent, great IQ type of young man. And a lot of people who deal with mental issues, they have those types of problems. And they have those other qualities. So I think there was a lot of unfair talk towards Ja Morant, a lot of things that kind of struck a nerve with me. And the bottom line is, you know, we just hope that Ja gets better and Ja gets to a better mental place. And obviously that's where it starts, I think, with all Memphis fans and those in the organization. You're concerned about Ja the person more so than you are about Ja the basketball player, because we know when Ja the person is doing well, Ja the basketball player is elite.
We're spending a few minutes with Rob Fisher, who joins us from Memphis. He's the Grizzlies sideline host, as well as pre and post game on Bally Sports. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. And Rob, I certainly appreciate you sharing your own personal perspective on what's happening with Ja, but also what he's facing as a lifelong struggle, not something that's fixed easily. How much have you found that in the organization or with people who know him or work around him, that there is compassion and empathy for what he's dealing with?
Well, I think that really turned quickly. Immediately after the Denver situation. I mean, you get this video of Ja Morant in a strip club waving a gun. It does not look good. And within 2 days, it was the head coach to the general manager to his teammates saying, we're here for him.
Right.
We love him and we want him to, you know, get to a better place. And it happened quickly. I mean, like I said, Ja's a really good young man. And from all indication, from everything I know, he's a really good father. So when you see something like this, it's disappointing. And then you feel for him. And I think you're getting that from, you know, the organization, and you're getting that from his teammates for sure. And, you know, it's just it's something that Ja is dealing with. And I think he's got all the support in the world. I think, you know, it's funny. I talked to the team mental health doctor. Grizzlies have a mental health doctor on staff. And I talked to her about, you know, reaching out and talking to Ja. And it's amazing how many people have done that. How many former players, how many current players, how many people look at him. And I hope he takes advantage of those people and their experiences that they've had. And hopefully that can help. And, you know, I think it's more than just going up to Ja Morant and saying, hey, Ja, don't wave a gun. Don't go on Instagram with a gun. Well, no kidding. So I think it's much deeper than that. You know, and when you're dealing with mental health issues, I tell people all the time, my worst days are days that I would view myself as being reckless. And I think we've seen a few reckless moments from Ja Morant, and hopefully he's got a lot better days ahead. But the main thing is he's got to want to do it, because he certainly does have the support around him.
A couple people on social media asked me, why is Ja, or why is the team pointing to mental health? Well, the answer with Rob Fisher, first of all, Ja himself has spoken about his mental health, and we know that he was going through counseling to learn how to more effectively combat stress and deal with stress and anxiety. But also, the answer from Rob, so telling. After the first incident in Denver, in which he is on Instagram Live and he's waving a gun, it went from frustration, maybe a little bit of anger, kind of an incredulous response by the team, to we need to support him. We need to be there for him. We need to help him through this crisis. So clearly, there's more to it than Ja making a dumb decision. And the people around him were showing him empathy and care, which means that Ja was struggling with something far greater than just doing something dumb in a club. So I appreciate, Rob, there's more to that conversation about the Grizzlies draft and what they do now and how they move on without Ja, but also no Dylan Brooks, remember? So good stuff on our podcast, Rob Fisher of Memphis Grizzlies TV. It's After Hours on CBS.
So what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments, so I got to go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's going to totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I want to see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 40% on selected products. Get 40% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, whether it be upcoming life changes or ongoing events that may be causing you unhappiness, California Psychics is here to help you along the way and provide the joy of certainty through the insights of their psychic advisors. Since 1995, California Psychics has been the place where millions of satisfied customers have connected with some of the most experienced psychics worldwide, advisors who possess outstanding psychic abilities. Whether you want to unlock a mystery, clear a path, or just boost your inner power, their psychics are here to help you in matters of love, relationships, money, career, and all the things that matter to you. Talk for just $1 a minute. Your reading will be accurate and confidential with one of our vetted psychics. Find the answers today. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com to learn more. If it's not the best reading you've ever had, it's free. That's CaliforniaPsychics.com to connect with a California psychic advisor today. We've all got a lot going on in our lives. Maybe you just want a little extra insight. One place to get it, CaliforniaPsychics.com. Connect with that California psychic advisor today. One more time, CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Why would you break into these apartments?
For money, for drugs, whatever was in there.
Weren't you ever afraid of getting caught at doing this?
No. Who's gonna catch us? We're the police.
It was the early 1990s, the height of the crack era, and instead of locking up drug dealers, some New York City cops had become them.
I would suit up in my uniform, and we're gonna rob some drug dealers. And I know how to do it really well.
This is the inside story of the biggest police corruption scandal in NYPD history and the investigation that uncovered it all.
Did you consider yourself a rat?
100%. I saved my soul just like everybody else does.
Listen to and follow The Set, an Odyssey Originals documentary podcast series, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your shows.
I'm not a bad guy, man, but I loved being that dirty mother.
Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Murray back to throw. And it is.
Is it caught? Oh my goodness, it's caught. DeAndre Hopkins caught it.
Back from under center. Steps back. Throws the fade.
Cooper Kupp's got it. Touchdown, LA.
Burrow back to throw. Looking. Firing deep for Chase in the end zone.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
got it.
Mahomes fires for the end zone, caught, touchdown, Kansas City. And off to Eckler again, no, Herbert keeps it, end zone, touchdown, Chargers. Herbert with his second of the day.
Here's the snap, Josh going to keep it himself and run it again inside the five, into the end zone, touchdown, Buffalo. Josh Allen, 9-yard touchdown run. The Bills respond and then some.
It's time for QB News on After Hours.
Oh yeah, why not? This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck in a timeshare and want out? Well, contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. It's always a good time for some QB news. Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs had their ring ceremony privately last week. Do you know who wasn't there? Chris Jones. He also skipped mandatory mini camp because he's in a contract dispute with the Chiefs. So he was not around, though he says he missed the ring ceremony because he was sick. What is Patsy from the defense through the first few practices?
All those guys were so young last year. From then to now, you see so much improvement, how they're able to disguise stuff and how they're able to not give away tells and stuff like that. And we talk about that stuff. I talk with the linebackers, I talk with the DBs, what I'm seeing. They talk to me about what they're seeing. And I think that's what makes a great team is you have to get better by competing against each other.
Poor Chiefs defense, always in the shadow of Patrick Mahomes and the offense. According to GM Brett Veach, by the way, they are making progress on contract talks with Chris. But for now, he's staying away from the team, even though that means hefty fines. And what about the offense? Patrick Mahomes had so many new guys with him last year, and still they won the Super Bowl.
As far as offensively, you can see the guys that have been here for another year now, how much more comfortable they are. Working the new guys in, I think we have a lot of young, talented guys that really have stepped up as the camps went on. And I'm excited for them to keep progressing.
It was such a huge deal that three Chiefs in their first year with the team had touchdowns in the Super Bowl. I mean, that bodes well for them moving forward.
I'm not going to say dynasty yet. We're not done. So I'm not going to say dynasty yet.
Von Miller, Max Crosby, both world-class pass rushers. They were together on the Vonncast, which is Von's podcast. And Von actually was asking Max, who's in the AFC West, what's it like to play against Pat?
When you watch him, you see the arm talent. You see the crazy, you know, left-hand throws when he's falling. Like, you see all that. You see the ability and, you know, the athleticism to get away from, you know, defenders. But I think the one thing that people don't talk about enough is just his competitive nature. Like, that dude is one of the most competitive people I've ever played against. Mm-hmm. You know, when I'm out there, he's talking right back at me. And I'm and most quarterbacks aren't like that. You know, they're silent. They're not going to say much. Like, yeah. Pat's one of those guys that he's going to get right back in your face and be like, yo, like, let's go then. What's up?
Who is the hardest quarterback to tackle?
Lamar is crazy, bro.
I was going to say Lamar is shifty.
When I played against Lamar last year, had him on his shoulder and he like kind of jumped out. I was like, bro, this is crazy, bro. But who's the hardest quarterback for you?
Yeah, obviously you got to put Lamar in that conversation.
Shifty. Shifty. First time I heard Max say that word, I thought, ruh-roh, what did he just say? And so Lamar being the hardest to tackle and now one of the richest as well. That's the Vonncast with Von Miller and Max Crosby. By the way, if you have not seen Max's full chest tattoo, oh my goodness. It's a tribute to some incredible athletes, but it covers his entire front side. All right, we're transitioning QB News after hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of quarterbacks who are hard to tackle, Chicago Bears linebacker TJ Edwards thinks Justin Fields actually has a lot of the same skill set as Jalen Hurts we played with the last couple of years.
You know, one thing with Jalen was he was always just kind of calm and collected. And you know, that's why we looked to him, you know, so much, just because of, you know, he's always that calming factor. And you do see similarities with Jay Fields. You know, he doesn't seem to get rattled out there in terms of when we're mixing up looks on him and stuff like that. And, you know, just from what I've seen with my, you know, first year being him, I mean, him just throwing the ball, dude's got such a strong arm and he can, you know, he's been very accurate just about this entire, you know, OTA and mini camp. So it's exciting to see, you know, especially since, you know, he doesn't really add in, you know, the leg factor when we're, you know, just in helmets and things like that. So I'm really excited to play, you know, with a guy like that, a guy who can make all the plays, who can also, you know, lead this team. You know, he's definitely the guy.
TJ Edwards on Sirius XM NFL Radio. And speaking of Justin throwing the ball, well, he's got a new wide receiver in DJ Moore in that trade with Carolina for the overall number one pick. And Justin likes the chemistry already.
And it did come quickly. I didn't really expect anything because it's different for each guy. But I feel like with DJ, it's, you know, his body language is pretty easy to read. And really early on, we communicated on, you know, how we want, you know, each route ran and stuff like that. And of course, you know, he's a lot of experience. He's been in the league for, you know, a good period of time now. So, you know, he's played a lot of football. So he knows, you know, different coverages really well. That's one thing that I was kind of impressed about, like with the offense coming in and just, you know, understanding, seeing coverages really well on choice routes and stuff like that. So, you know, he's been great. And, you know, the chemistry has definitely picked up.
Looking forward to seeing what the Bears do this year if they've got the right pieces, better pieces around Justin, and he can stay healthy. All right, quick transition to the NFC South, where Taysom Hill has a new QB1, and that's Derek Carr as they get to know each other.
It's been great. Man, Derek, I think Derek has come in here and he like brings a presence, you know, like a great leadership. Here's a guy that's played a lot of football and he's been super productive throughout his career. And so he steps in the locker room and you feel that. And, you know, his presence in the huddle and, you know, what his expectations are from the guys around him, what he expects from himself. It's like all the things that you want as a leader. And that didn't take long for me to pick up on that and see that.
Taysom Hill has got someone else in the QB room. But remember, he was with Drew Brees, so very high standards. I think on a future Ask Amy Anything, you should ask me my spirit animal. But for now, Jamal Williams has a spirit animal for Taysom Hill.
Still a big power back, too. He's still fat, but you give him, like, that open lane to just let him open up and run. He started moving like a little big buff gazelle. That's my boy, though.
A big buff gazelle. I thought he was going to say a big buffalo, and then he went with big buff gazelle.
He started moving like a little big buff gazelle.
A little big buff gazelle. It's awesome. Do you think he was going to say buffalo and then he went with gazelle? Because I do that sometimes. I start one word and then I change in the middle and it comes out horribly wrong.
A big buff, like a big muscular gazelle.
A big
gazelle.
Buff gazelle. Maybe. Maybe that is what he meant. Maybe he said exactly what he meant. A little mid-June version of QB News. By the way, we are, let's see, 30-ish hours away from the start of summer, the official start of summer. As we head into your Tuesday morning, summer begins on Wednesday, which means I need to take a little, just a little. It's a mini vacation, little mini road trip. Penny and I are going on a road trip. We're going to do some hiking. Excited about that. Going to see the brothers' family. I don't think I'm going to take along the yodeling pickle. But did you know he has a name now? We've officially coined him. Are you ready? Yoda, the yodeling pickle. He's green. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Summer's always the perfect time to invite your friends and family over for a backyard barbecue. And when you're looking to make your get-together a little better for you, Beyond Meat has you covered. Beyond's products are delicious, simple to cook, and can be added into so many different meals. It's seriously that easy. Like the new Beyond sausages, available in hot Italian style or brat. They're packed with protein, have that true meaty flavor, and sizzle great on the grill, just like you're used to. Plus, they're made with simple, plant-based ingredients that you can feel good about. And the best part, your friends may not even be able to tell. Look for the new Beyond sausage, now with new meatier taste, at your local store. For great recipes and where to buy Beyond sausage, go to beyondmeat.com. And get ready to summer better with Beyond.